Meanwhile, a lecturer at GIG and a private legal practitioner, Osei Kuju-Adu, says pressure on the president to grant pardon to the contemners and the counter-petitions, if not handled properly, will have dire consequences on the country's democracy. He explained that this could lead to a conflict of power among the two critical arms of government, the executive and judiciary. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
Indeed, this push or this pressure on the president to invoke Article 72 and thereby pardon the contemners who have been convicted, I mean, it's a big pressure being put on the president, which I think is not good. Because beyond the politics of it, there is also the constitutional element, which we have to be very careful about. It's like pitting the executive against the judiciary and to show who has power. And when there's this clash of power, especially within this political season, the interpretation of the clash would not be legal in the sense that people will not see it as a legal battle, but rather will see it as a political battle. And when it is given that political interpretation, it is going to mean that a bad precedent is going to be set. And when that precedent is set, it simply means that whenever there is any president in power and the Supreme Court rules and the president is not happy, simply the president will just go grab Article 72 and invoke it. And this precedent, we must be very careful in saying, because if we are not careful, it will mar our politics, not for today, but for the future. But rather, we should read into the legal and constitutional aspects first, particularly within this political season.
When we talk about contempt, can you tell us what the current law on contempt says, if any?
You see, contempt powers are powers that have been given to the courts to make sure that the administration of justice, the court, has the proper environment to administer justice. Because if the court does not have those powers, it will mean that whatever the court will have problems dealing with the administration of justice in the country.
Lawyer Osei Kuju-Adu is a lecturer at GIG and a private legal practitioner.